Welcome to the Manifesting Latina podcast, where you'll learn to unlock your incredible power of manifestation and connect deeply with yourself. I'm Dr. Norma Reyes, your guide and host, helping you manifest a life filled with purpose, abundance, and inner wisdom. Together, we'll dive into the art of manifestation, practical techniques, personal growth, and the magic of aligning with your deepest desires. No more feeling stuck or disconnected. It's time to awaken your inner manifester. Embrace your spirituality and create a life that truly resonates with your soul. Tune in each week to the Manifesting Latina podcast and begin to manifest your dream life. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 112, and today will be all about learning how to connect with your desires so that you can manifest them into your reality. Plus, there will be a guided meditation to help you connect with your desires more deeply so that you can connect with what your heart is desiring. So I get it, you know, as a first gen, even if you're not a first gen, you understand that sometimes it's hard to connect with what you truly want because you may have not been allowed to for so many different reasons. So today's episode is really going to help you understand maybe the why behind you're not able to connect with your desires and how you can begin to connect with what you truly want, what's in your heart, and how to begin to imagine that that's a possibility for you. So defining desire, right? Let's go ahead and start with that. A desire is this insatiable passion, inspiration. It's going to move you forward. It moves mountains literally because it is so deep within you. Like you can feel it. The thing is, if you're not connected with yourself, meaning if you've been living life for others and others' expectations, you may not know what that means. And you might have to take it back to really simple stuff. Something that I can think of right now is like maybe there's an outfit that you're like, oh my God, if I just had that outfit and I put it on and it was like banging and I looked freaking amazing, that kind of desire, right? Maybe there's a food that you're desiring and you're just like, oh, this bite of this food transforms my life and takes me somewhere else. Start off there. Start off small. Maybe it's something less tangible and more like the feeling of being debt free. So if you are a person who feels like I have not ever been able to connect with what I truly want for my life, for myself, then you have to start reflecting on what is overshadowing that. What happened in your childhood that might be preventing you from believing that you can be happy, that is preventing you from believing that joy is possible for you? And everyone has had challenges. And even if you've had a good childhood, you might still have trouble connecting with it if you weren't allowed to dream. Let's say that you went to your parents and you told them you wanted to be an artist of some sort growing up, or even just a job that no one didn't ever know you could make money off of, right? That could then lead you to believe that those dreams and desires that you had as a child are impossible. And even if you're not really trying to manifest being any of those things, it then will trickle down to other parts of your life, right? Like, oh, maybe having lavish vacations is not possible for me because my parents never had that, or my parents didn't ever dream of that or allow me to dream that way. Or when I did, they would tell me that's silly or other negative things that they could have said. And it may have not been your parents. Maybe it was society. Maybe society says that trips out are too expensive, right? Or that dreaming to vacation multiple times a year is not possible except for the super rich, which is not true. There's people that I know that always seem to be going on vacation. And that's because they are stepping into those true desires of what they want. Now, one thing you can do is to start looking at outside external validation in regards to some of those things that you want to bring into your life. Look at other people's lives and see it as a, what they can do, I can do too. That's a validation. If someone else is already doing the thing, 100,000% you can too. And then even if there isn't anyone, it is still possible. Anything in your heart that you are desiring, that you are dreaming of, whether it's a daydream that you are actively looking at or a daydream that you thought about in the past that you've kind of buried away, know that it is possible. Everything in this world, everything in this life once was just a thought. Just a thought. It's amazing to think that, like, everything, this microphone, the Zoom that I record on, my phone, every single thing was just once a thought, someone's thought, before it became a reality, before it became tangible. So remember that anything that you can think of wanting to have in your life, it is completely possible. What's important to know is that it might be a small leap for some people, and it might be a huge leap for some people. And you have to know, right? Like, I want $1 million business. Okay, does that mean that I can have $1 million business in a year? No, that would be too big of a leap for me. Now, someone else, it might be not that big of a leap. Someone else might be able to do $1 million a year from going from zero. Like, I'm not saying that's not possible. It is. But I know that for me and my level of thinking, my capacity for it is not there. So you have to know what your capacity is, right? Like, what are you desiring? Even if you're desiring to have 5 vacations in a year, you know, where are you currently? Are you at 0 vacations a year? You know, obviously going from 5 to 0 or 0 to 5 is going to be different, right? Than if you're already doing 1 or 2. So a desire is this internal fuel that helps you reach for those aspirations, reach for those dreams that you are wanting to manifest into your reality. Again, I will say it again because I hear it all the time, like, but I don't know what I want. I lack clarity. It's okay. This meditation that I have coming up is going to help you with that. But first, you have to give yourself permission. You have to say to yourself, it is safe to dream big. It is safe to have desires. I can decide to live a different life than I currently have. I can decide to have a different life than I currently have. Now, why am I spending all this time talking about desires? Because you need to know what you want. And like you, the inner you, not what someone has told you what you need to be. Right. And maybe no one directly said, maybe your parents never said you need to be in that current role, that current job, in that certain community, wherever you are in your life currently. Maybe no one directly said that, but there's a part of you that feels obligated to be where you are, and that dreaming big is not okay. And maybe you do dream big, but you're dreaming someone else's dream. That's also important to know. And I have come to realize that what I desire in my life is very different what from others desire in their life. And I think there was a part of me that believed that what I desired for my life was similar to others. But now I've come to realize, well, no. And so it's important that you also make that realization that there's things that you desire, and maybe a part of you feels like, well, I can't have that because somebody already else has that, or it'd take away from someone else. Release that. That is a mindset of scarcity. If you believe that you attaining your desires takes from someone else, you're never going to be able to manifest what you are wanting. So that is another thing that first gens definitely have, is this feeling of, I have enough, so I cannot be asking for more. But you can. You getting more means there will be more that you will do with that. That is why it's so important for us, women of color, minorities, first gen, to begin to build our wealth so that we can continue to share that with our community. And not just share it, but show them what is possible. Any way that you grow and expand in a positive way is going to positively influence those around you, influence your community. So again, connecting with your deep desire on what you want to bring into your life, how you want to feel, starts by you truly acknowledging yourself, truly connecting with inner you. That is the first step to manifesting. So I'm going to have you guys do a guided meditation here. If you're able to do this now, if not, hit pause and come back to it. Because a visualization will help you connect with your inner self. You know, creating this mental image. And if you're not a visual person, even just connecting with the feeling will be more than enough, so that you can begin to unfold what your deepest desires are. Because I get it. Sometimes you might think you want something, and in a few months you realize that might not be it. So you might have to come back in a month or two, or even listening to this once a week until that desire becomes clearer and clearer to you, especially if you were a person or are a person who wasn't allowed to imagine, who had to grow up without believing there was more possibilities. Just the one in front of you was the only possibility that you had, and that was it. Like, dreaming more than that was not allowed. Then you're going to have to take more time to begin to reveal what is your desire, because you have to create a safe space for it to come out. And that might be, you know, doing this meditation a few times. So if that is you, know that it's okay. You are building your manifesting journey. You are in control of it. So use all the tools that are available to you so that you can create everything that you are desiring. So go ahead and find a quiet and comfortable place for you to begin this meditation. Either sitting or lying down. And as you begin to get comfortable, take a few breaths. Close your eyes. And settle into this present moment. Take a nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Take another nice deep breath in, hold, and release. Right, and on this next breath, go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and hold your body tight, and with exhale, release any tension in your body. Allow your shoulders to relax. Unclench your jaw. Soften your forehead. And allow your thoughts to be focused solely on this moment. Continue breathing at a pace that feels comfortable to you.
I hate talking.
Do you love talking about any topic and are never frustrated during conversations? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if there are topics that you avoid, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know the definition of every word others use? I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you are curious about the definition and historical usage of words, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Do you know about current events and other random topics? Then I Hate Talking is not a podcast for you.
But if you enjoy conversations on a variety of topics, then listen to I Hate Talking.
Listen to I Hate Talking wherever you get your podcasts.
Episodes drop every Thursday. Listen, like, and follow I Hate Talking today.
Now imagine a warm golden light surrounding you. This light is a symbol of the universe energy and its support for your desires. As you breathe in, feel this light entering your body, filling you with a sense of peace, safety, and positivity. Now bring your awareness to your heart center, located in the middle of your chest. Visualize this area glowing with a gentle, radiant light. This light represents your inner desires, dreams, and what you want to manifest. Take a moment to reflect on what you want to bring most into your life. What do you desire? What are your goals? What is it that you truly want to bring into your life? Begin to imagine these desires as vivid, beautiful images in your mind. As you focus on your desire, feel the emotions associated with them. Whether it's joy, love, excitement, fulfillment. Let these emotions flow through you. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, allowing these emotions to grow stronger with each breath you take. Now imagine yourself stepping into a reality where your desires have already manifested and come true. Visualize this reality with as much detail as possible. See the colors, shapes, and faces. Hear the sounds, voices, and laughter. Feel the sensations, textures, and emotions. Allow yourself to become fully immersed in this imagined reality. Feel the gratitude and joy welling up within you as you experience this manifestation. Take a few moments to bask in the sensation of connection and fulfillment. You are one with your desires, and they are already in your future. Now gently come back to your present reality. Know that this connection with your desires has been set. The intention is in motion. And as you go about your day, remember the emotions and sensations you experienced during this meditation. And whenever you feel doubt or uncertainty, return to this feeling of connection with your desires. Use it as a source of your motivation and inspiration. When you're ready, slowly begin to bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings. Move your fingers, toes, and open your eyes when you're ready. All right, now go ahead and take a moment to reflect on your experience here. Know that you've taken a significant step towards manifesting your desires by connecting with them through meditation. Trust in the process and believe in your ability to bring your dreams into reality. So, if you're able to, take out a journal and just write everything that you just felt, experienced, so you can connect even deeper with those desires. Even if you don't have a tangible goal that you are working towards, write down how you felt, write down what you saw, and write down who else was there with you in this experience. This is how you begin to incorporate it into your daily life and in connecting with your desires. So remember that in order to manifest, you need to connect with your desires. You can begin a meditation practice to connect with them. You can do journaling. Whatever you do, you can create a routine around it, whether you do it daily, maybe a few times a week, whatever works for you, because this is your manifesting journey. So I also want to give you guys a little sneak peek to next week's episode, which I will be having a special guest talk about how she connected with her desires 10 years ago in her visualizations, and how that had led to an event she hosted a few months ago. And it all started with her doing a visualization. So I love to be able to share that with you all. That'll be next week. And again, come back to this meditation when you are just needing to fuel up on connecting with your desires and give yourself permission to dream big. I will talk with you guys next week. Thank you for listening to the Manifesting Latina podcast. Did you love today's episode? Please help us grow by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or on your social media. Let's spread the abundance and fun of manifesting.